A U.S. Postal Service mailer on how to vote this fall, which is the subject of at least one federal lawsuit, has started hitting mailboxes in Idaho, James Dawson reports.
The Postal Service mailer offers up a checklist for voters who are casting a ballot through the mail this year. But the guidelines don't necessarily line up with election laws, which differ from state to state. That's why Colorado has sued the Postal Service, saying its mailer will confuse voters there, who are automatically sent ballots without having to request one. A federal judge agreed and temporarily blocked further mailers from being sent there. But the Postal Service's checklist mostly lines up with guidelines from Idaho election officials, which is why Deputy Secretary of State Chad Houck says he doesn't see the mailer as a problem.
It's very, very difficult to have a situation where someone doesn't have an opportunity to exercise their right to vote.
You can request an absentee ballot right now, vote early in the coming weeks, or register at the polls and cast a ballot on Election Day. Houck says to request and mail back your ballot as early as possible. Your county clerk must have your ballot by 8 p.m. on November 3rd for it to be counted if you vote absentee, whether it was mailed in or dropped off in person. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.